Our program tonight will be presented with no intermission. We'll be serving beer and wine in the lobby throughout the evening. Please silence your cell phone. And finally, please avoid using flash photography of any kind. And respect those folks seated around you so they enjoy the show as much as you do. Okay, everybody. Thanks again for coming to TCAMP. Enjoy tonight's performance.
You're sorry. I could have known. Why should I? Yeah, thanks so much. And welcome. We have Vanilla Fudge. And we've been Vanilla Fudge for 53 years. We'll be Vanilla Fudge for another 53 years. Yeah, baby. Hey, bring the organ down in my wedge just a little bit, please. Chill, thank you. From the spirit of 67. Dedicate this to the late great brand manager of the Doors.
Thank you.
holding hands with friends and family. And recently died, and our hearts go out and touch their spirit. Documentary coming out early part of next year on his life and career, so check it out on on the internet when it comes out. It's gonna be really great. Robbie Krieger still doing it. He's out there touring, keeping the tradition going. We've been friends for many moons. So anyway, just thought you'd should know about that. But here's a song from a very first album, long before they had things called bottled water, right? Right. Get it out of a hose. Left our doors open, you know. So when Martin Luther King, when his life came to an end at the Assassin's Bullet, we were on tour in the late 60s in the Deep South, actually, and the song called People Get Ready was written by Curtis Mayfield. Kind of reflects the racial tensions of that era. So we came up with this arrangement way back when, and it's still one of our favorites. And we're going to dedicate it to Dr. King, like we always do over the decades, and to all the fans and friends who aren't with us anymore today but love this arrangement. Thank you. on the train to Jordan is picking up passengers from coast to coast. All you need is faith, yeah, baby. Hear the diesel coming. You don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord, yeah, baby. Sing it, boy, sing it. There ain't no
no matter how, though you hurt me, always. Take it easy, cause my team is hot. yourself love.
We want to wish everybody a happy, healthy, and safe holiday season. Yeah. And while we're at it, let's pray for peace. Thank you. A song by Mark Stein. Thank you. Happy holidays. Yeah. Thank you. You know, folks, they're different every night. It depends where it leads me or wherever I land. But thank you very much. That was fun. So here's a song that George Harrison, the late, great George Harrison, really appreciated when we did the arrangement on this, on the very first album. Went around London, England with the first album, Vanilla Fudge album, and he was on to parties and said, check out these arrangements these guys from America are doing. Of course, Ringo Starr thought we were madmen. You can look it up on the internet. I tried to get into his band, but he still wouldn't have it, you know. But anyway, this is for the Beatles.
Wearing a face that she keeps in a jar by the Ed Sullivan Show?
Sullivan Show. Remember that?
They didn't even have cars.
We're on all those shows. The last time we played here, in 2011, I think it was, about 3 days later, we were on the Jimmy Fallon Show.
Oh.
We practiced the You Keep Me Hanging On. We had to do a new version. So when we did
did the encore for the five shows before, we would come on and do Hanging On again with a different arrangement, because we had to do it for the show, so. But anyway, this was from the Ed Sullivan Show. Check it out.
Thank you.
next time. I can play these guys, okay?
Together in 65, right? Mm-hmm. 65, can you believe that?
1965? 65 years old, I didn't say where. Older than that.
No, that's when I came to the Choo Choo Club in New Jersey and I said, you want to be a pitcher?
That's right, yep. Anyway. Him and Tim Bogert came to see me play and I was undecided if I should join them or not because I was having a good time with my band. And making money, and then they said, "We want to make it. We want to like make it."
I said, well, "We wanted to do some
stuff." I never wanted to make it. I just wanted to make a living. And I went with them. And here we are, 52 years later. We had a fraud, Tim Bogert's in LA, retired. We've had Pete for at least 25 years now. About 10 years we've had Pete. He does a great job. He even sends old Tim parts. Amazing.
From the great state of New Jersey, on bass and vocals, give it up for Pete Brimming. Thank you very much. Center stage, founding member, guitarist extraordinaire, and vocalist, my brother, Mr. Vince Martell.
Bronx, baby. We're from the Bronx.
We're in Massachusetts,
baby. That's okay.
And really, if nobody from Brooklyn, there'd be nobody from the Bronx.
I didn't think that they would. By the way, Carmine did the, you guys your time, right? Hey! Right? Next time we play here, why don't we start on the B's?
B's.
So we can work our way all the way up.
B's.
Teach up to the kids in school, right? The ABCs like that. It'd be fun.
I think I heard Kenny Young.
Got ideas.
Anyway, on keyboard, said before, Mark Stein and one of the greatest vocals.
Thank you.
window. Baby, what do I see? When I look outside my window, you know, there's so many beautiful, pretty sights.
Yeah, must be the season.
Tell a little quick story. Back in 66, I was sitting in New York City with Tim Bogert, who again, he's retired out in California for the last decade, hanging in there. And anyway, we were sitting in his 55 Chevy. It was probably a little colder than it is outside tonight. We had the AM radio on, and Supremes came on, you know, with You Keep Me Hanging On, the real fast version. We were drinking something, probably, you know, smoking something, a little something. It's not as heavy as the stuff you get today, but it was heavy enough. Just think, if it wasn't for that night, right? So we heard the song, and we wanted to slow it down, put a little more soul into the lyrics, and come up with some symphonic ideas and arrangements, so we went to work on it, and we came up with this arrangement, and if you'd help us vocals tonight, we'd say we appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're coming. Good evening and good night from Vanilla Fudge, and happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, everything. And thank you all for being classic rock fans all these years. We really, really appreciate it. Keeping us alive.
Mark's got to tell you something.
Before Mark tells you something, I got to tell you something. We're not in the Rock Hall of Fame. Okay? So at the merch table, we have a petition. We want everyone to sign it, even if you don't buy anything. So go ahead and sign it. And we have plenty of paper and pens to sign it. We're collecting lots of signatures to get us in there. We also have a website called Vanilla Fudge. RockHallOfFame.com. You can sign on that also. Okay?
Okay. And just one other thing. You Keep Me Hanging On is one of the featured tracks at the end of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Tarantino's movie. If you haven't seen it, go see it. You can experience it all over again. I'm serious.
So everybody's singing the whole thing. I mean, you guys were singing the whole song.
Yeah.
You guys know the whole song?
Yeah.
And all the lyrics?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, let me hear you. Ready? Here we go. So you start, set me free. Ready? One, two, three, four, one.
Set me free, wide ocean bay.
That's good.
Sounded really terrific.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys were like spot on, you know.
I saw you singing.
You've been singing key. We should do a live record and have you all sing it like that. A live record, huh? You want to tell the owners to bring us back so we can go get it set up for 8 months from now? Let that down.
Recording up here with these people, it sounded good.
So back in 68, when Jimmy Page left the Yardbirds, he came to America with John Paul Jones, Robert Plant, and John Bonham. The only one at the time that was known was Jimmy Page, because he was a great session player, playing on Donovan's records. Just played on everybody's records in England, in the Yardbirds, yada yada. So he came here, and they signed with Atlantic Echo Records, and that's the label we were on. So they asked if we would take them on tour with us. This was in 68. Well, we had three albums in the top 100 in Billboard at the time, so we were really kicking it, you know. So, but the first time Zeppelin opened for us was in Denver in 68. Actually, it was December 26th. Pretty amazing. And then we did a couple of tours together, and we saw them develop into what they became. But before they became that, we sure had a lot of fun and partying, and before they stopped answering the phone calls, you know. But seriously, we had a ball, right? But we're going to dedicate this, so it's from Out Through the Indoor. It's a Led Zeppelin, Vanilla Fudge tribute to the Led Zeppelin album. So we'll see if you can dig this. I remember it, yeah.
Yeah.
true. What did a woman ever bargain for you? Lots of people talking, few of them know the soul of a woman.
Just calling me.
Thank you, Mother Tussauds. You all rock.
Guys, and God bless our troops.
See you in a bit.